You are listening to Tokyo Storytellers, Life Straight from Japan.
Hi, welcome to Eris Headshake Podcast. How are you today? I'm really good. Last week, I bought Brita water purifier, and I have been drinking Taiwanese organic Taiwan tea. It's really tasty. I recommend it. Last week, I selected and coordinated my clothes for my photo shoot. I made four coordinates. It was really, really, really tough work. Let me introduce my favorite restaurant. The name of my restaurant is Sengawa Flora. They use fresh vegetables and they serve Sien pasta. Sien means vegetable garden, so it's vegetable pasta. And they also serve small pizza, for example, small margarita and small quarter farmers and small, what else? Maybe you know famous pizza name. And they serve Italian red wine and Italian white wine. It's really nice, I think. And Sengawa Flora sell raw pasta and original tomato sauce. It's really delicious. Sometimes I buy it. And they, Sengawa Flora provides lifestyle magazines and fashion magazines, and they offer 500 yen lunches. So Sengawa Flora is so popular in my city or in my hometown. And up next, today I have internet question. The question is, what's your favorite Japanese drama? Japanese drama. My favorite drama is Last Recipe. It's cooking drama. And I also like Black Pen. It's hospital drama. It's really kind of serious. And both of the dramas, leading actor is Ninomiya Kazunari. Do you know Ninomiya? He's a member of Arashi. And what is your favorite drama? Do you have favorite Japanese drama? How about you? So thank you for listening and see you next time. Bye.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to my podcast, Tomoe's Coffee Stand. How are you? Me? I'm pretty good, thank you. First topic is my diary. My week was not bad. My week was calm. I finally bought a cute, realistic cat-themed figurine, and I got a cute and cool cat-themed basket. My older sister presented it to me. I'm happy. And yeah, I performed yoga and Pilates 3 days last week. Yeah, my week was not bad. My week was good and healthy. Okay, next topic. Do you cook soup often? Do you prepare curry often? Do you stew pork or beef often? Do you want to save time? Do you want to save energy? If you answered yes, you should buy a thermos, shuttle chef, thermal cooker. I recommend it. And I picked it up 10 years ago. It runs me about 15,000 yen. I prepare miso soup, corn soup, vegetable soup, chicken soup, and minestrone soup in it. You can buy a thermos shuttle chef thermal cooker from Amazon. Check it out. Final topic. I have an internet question from Space Laser. He asked, lunch and shopping in Akihabara, lunch and shopping in Shibuya, or lunch or shopping in Ginza with Mrs. I'm off TV. Lunch and shopping in Shibuya with Mrs. I'm off TV. I know restaurants with good atmosphere in Shibuya. So I want to go shopping and lunch with her. Thank you for listening my podcast. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is KazCast. I'm Kazutaka. I'm a software engineer. First, let's share my diary. I attended a concert, Sakura Music Fest, in weekend of 18th. I picked up a towel before the concert. Then I shouted a lot. I damaged my throat. My colleague Tsuyoshi infected everyone in my office with his cold. He didn't wear a cold mask. I caught his cold. So I spent weekend of 25th in bed. I'm almost over my cold. Next, let's share Japan culture. In general, people in Japan don't mop our floors. We wipe our floors with damp towels. We can purchase damp towels from drugstores such as Matsumoto Kiyoshi, or Kokokara Fine, or Wellshire. I wiped my floors with Quick Wiper. Quick Wiper is a damp towel. Next, let's answer internet questions. Today's internet question is from Space Racer. Which do I like to do? Lunch and shopping in Akihabara with IMOV, or lunch and shopping in Shibuya with IMOV, or lunch and shopping in Ginza with IMOV? I would like to lunch and shopping in Akihabara with IMOV. Akihabara is famous cultural shopping spot in Tokyo, and Shibuya is too crowded to shopping, and Ginza is expensive spot. So I prefer Akihabara. Wrap up. Today I share my diary and I share Japanese culture and I answered internet questions. Thank you for listening. See you next time.
Hi there, this is Taka's show. My week was so productive. Finally, I approved my investment company's new 3-year financial plan. And I deployed our team's new Instagram post campaign webpage. So this week, I want to talk how to find the proper hashtag for your Instagram content. After you typed your caption, you should hit hash key. After that, type brand name or product name or manufacturer's name or adjectives you are looking for. Hashtag with between 1,000 posts and 10,000 posts. That's very easy. You can get more likes, I think. Move on, final topic. This week's internet question, thank you for asking me. This week's question is, what is your favorite Japanese drama? Unfortunately, I don't watch any dramas recently. So I don't have my favorite Japanese drama. But I like watching business news like NHK and Bloomberg. That's it. Thank you for listening to today's my episode. See you next week. Bye-bye.
That concludes this episode of Tokyo Storytellers. Please submit your questions to be answered on the show in the link provided in the show notes.